Audio point one, Gledrid Bridge. At the end of the 18th century, canals were the most efficient way to transport goods.
It was just first-class transport, you know. I mean, first of all, you had no canals at all. So large-scale movement of heavy materials like coal, bags of lime, and that were difficult to move by horse and cart. The canal provided the means of getting it from here to Shrewsbury or here to wherever, easily and not too expensively.
The Ellesmere Canal Company was formed in 1793, commissioning William Jessop and Thomas Telford to build a canal providing a highway for agricultural and industrial goods, transporting them out to the East Midlands and North Wales.
I mean, it wasn't just the coal that the canals were important for, it was also getting the lime out to fertilise the plains across the Midlands. Agriculture was very important. Before the canal came in, there was a toll road between Brunegarth to Wem, and the canal then would have taken up that role.
The Poacher's Pocket Pub was originally called the New Inn and built in the 1820s, contemporary with Telford's new Holyhead Road. Gledrid was once a busy area, with a wharf for unloading coal from the nearby mines onto the canal boats.
Along the right up until what was known as the New Inn, and which is now the Poachers, it was a complete area for mooring the coal boats.
Much of the coal was brought to the canal wharves by horse tram. This stretch of the canal reveals innovations in the history of canal engineering, which becomes spectacularly obvious by the end of the walk. The bridge here at Glenrid is an example. It shows Telford's new wider low-top style of bridge, which allowed the horse to tow the boat underneath it, instead of the boatman having to disengage the horse and legging the boat through. Look out for this style again later on in the walk. The building of the canal was an enormous undertaking across mountainous country. Imagine the cutting of the canal through the landscape by gangs of men with picks and shovels, building huge banks from the spoil to support it. Back-breaking hard work. Within decades, men would be doing similar work for the railways, which would mainly take over the carrying of goods from the canals. Canal trade didn't evaporate entirely, and boats continued to ply the waterways. Some of the more leisured classes in Victorian Britain also appreciated the canal.
It links into the idea that Victorians had about sublime landscape. If you come from the Midlands, when you hit the Welsh hills here, that's their first bit of wildness. So the Victorians used to come out and see the canal as something sublime and wonderful and amazing. And the horse-drawn boats have always been running from Llangollen up to Horseshoe Falls Way.
Now, continue further along the towpath, and you will see a row of cottages on the road below you to the right. Stop here and listen to audio point two.